By Judicial Decree 6, Security Interest. Written by Commander James Bondage. Narrated by Elliot Daniels. Introduction to the Audio Edition. Hello, loyal readers and listeners. Once again, I have the opportunity to offer you a story from the parallel world where the Viking settlements in North America took root and survived. A world much like our familiar one in many ways, but very different in others. In particular, the institution of chattel slavery is not merely legal, but is flourishing. Anyone, rich or poor, young or old, innocent or guilty, may find him or herself standing before a judge in a Western province's courtroom to be condemned to servitude. However, surprisingly enough, this situation seems to fall most often on beautiful young women. Who can say why? Certainly in this case, the gentle young sister Christiana is condemned for debt, has done nothing worthy of enslavement unless excessive faith in one's chosen deity can be considered such. Her bad luck is compounded when she is purchased for the bed of the notorious Rupert Cain, known for his harsh, perhaps even cruel, slave-training methods. It's almost enough to shake one's faith in Glaouin the Golden, or even, perish the thought, the entire pantheon of the Eternals. Still, that should not keep us from looking on with interest as the healing Sister of the Golden Lamp undergoes a rigorous education in the ways of fleshy pleasure at the hands of a master. It is hoped that my loyal readers' consciences will allow them to take what pleasure they may from both the story and its superbly dramatic interpretation by the supernaturally talented Elliot Daniels. I hope for your sakes that you show your appreciation for this artist by buying this audiobook, so that he will agree to record more of my stories in future, but that is out of my hands and in yours. Until next time, I bid you my warmest regards, Commander James Bondage. Please send your comments and questions to CommanderJamesBondage@yahoo.com. Forward. It is only by an accident of history that we no longer observe the ancient Roman custom of judicial enslavement by reason of debt. But what if history had taken a different path? Modern physics teaches that there are an infinite number of universes and therefore an infinite number of Earths, some so similar to our own as to be indistinguishable, others so different as to be unrecognizable. Among the infinite number of possibilities, then, there must be Earths where history did go a different way than ours. In some of those histories, the old Roman ways must still be followed, including slavery for debt. This story is set in one of those histories. 1. Sister Christiana. The moment she'd been dreading was almost upon her. She sat alone in her misery on a bench, hugging herself beneath the armless slave robe that constituted her sole garment, waiting for the call that she knew would soon come. All around her, backstage at Celestial County auctions, slave handlers and the slaves in their charge bustled to and fro, rushing at the door to the stage to be displayed to the bidders, and then backstage again after a sale. From time to time, a proctor would pass by, summoning a girl to present herself on the runway. Far in the background, she could hear the muted tones of the amplified descriptions, praising the beauty of the offerings as they took the stage, the applause and cheers of the crowd, and the excited, rapid double talk of the auctioneer's call. She shivered every time she heard the booming cry of, "Sold!" picturing herself in the place of the nameless girl who had just been purchased. After what seemed to her like the greater part of a day, but was in reality only a little more than an hour, a man dressed in the all-black uniform of a slave proctor called her name.
"Number 43, Sister Christiana. Sister Christiana Halverson," he cried, looking all around the waiting area for an acknowledgment.
For an instant, she considered not answering, then remembered what she had been told happened to slaves who failed to cooperate. The proctor had already passed by her by the time she jumped up from her seat and hastily hailed him.
"Here, sir. I am Sister Christiana."
The proctor stopped in his tracks and spun around to face her.
He looked like a mild enough sort. He was of average height, with short black hair and a little dark stubble on his chin. But like all the Proctors, he carried a control rod and a loop around his belt. His hand dropped to the rod as he asked her,
"Why didn't you answer right away, girl? This auction runs on a tight schedule, and anybody who thinks you can play games around here will find out she was wrong, the hard way."
He drew the black rod halfway from his belt for emphasis.
"Oh, no, please, sir," Christiana blurted.
She had not yet felt the sting of the Proctor's rod, but she had seen it applied to enough recalcitrant slaves to be terrified of it.